Christina Perry there. It's a thousand years. And 98.3 The Coast, the best mix. I'm Zach East with the Best Mix in the Morning show and music news for today, brought to you by the Whitcomb Senior Living Community, Live Without Limits. Camila Cabello is launching a new mental health effort with a very specific goal, helping frontline workers of all kinds overcome their issues. The Havana singer donated the seed money for the Healing Justice Project and has matched all donations dollar for dollar, a total of $250,000 so far. The initial round of 10 organizations will receive grants to cover 6 months' worth of mental health care for workers. Camila has promised to use her massive social media presence to promote the groups she's helping fund. Lady Gaga, of course, was in Washington, D.C. this week, and especially Tuesday night on the eve of her historic national anthem performance at yesterday's presidential inauguration, and she took some time to visit the U.S. Capitol and say a prayer. Gaga tweeted a photo of herself praying inside the empty rotunda, which was filled with rioters 2 weeks ago. She wrote, "I pray tomorrow will be a day of peace for all Americans, a day for love, not hatred, a day for acceptance, not fear. A day for dreaming of our future joy as a country, a dream that is nonviolent, a dream that provides safety for our souls." And Cher may do a virtual concert. She posted, "Was thinking of doing a virtual concert. Some of my favorites that were never hits and some that were. The only problem," she says, "is I've been singing 50 plus years. I have too many songs." And Stevie Nicks tells NPR.org that being in a band is like being on a basketball team. She says, "In the Fleetwood Mac world, it's like you're on a basketball team. You have to be a team player when you're in a band. You're never going to be able to be like that freewheeling, roller skating woman that I am in my own world," she says. And that is music news for today on the Best Mix in the Morning show at 98.3 The Coast.